I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 4th. The two men who held up a Quincy convenience store last month are under arrest in upstate New York. Police say the suspects were apprehended Saturday and are being held at the Rensselaer County Jail, waiting to be returned to Quincy to face charges in Quincy District Court. The men are charged with holding up the neighborhood variety store on East Howard Street in Quincy Point on January 29th. One of the suspects pulled a gun on the clerk and stole over $2,000 in cash. The suspects fled in a car that was reported stolen out of Lawrence. Suspects' names have not been released, but they face charges, including armed robbery while masked and firearms violations. Authorities are asking for the public's help locating a suspect they say attacked a disabled victim. On January 22nd, MBTA police say the assault occurred about 11:40 a.m. on a Red Line train at the North Quincy station. Police did not provide any details as to the nature of the attack or the extent of injuries to the victim, but pictures captured the alleged suspect going up the escalator wearing a brown jacket, blue jeans, and brown boots. He's also pictured wearing glasses and a black hat. Anybody with information is asked to contact T Police. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce has a new president. Julie Pagano has been named to succeed Tim Cahill, who left recently to become president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Pagano has worked for the Bay State Cruise Company for over 25 years. She is a past board member of Discover Quincy and serves as a maritime hospitality consultant. Pagano is also a former board advisor for the Greater Boston Concierge Association. Pagano was the fiance of the late Congressman William Delahunt and served a key role in the Delahunt Group. Donations have been pouring in for a Quincy family displaced by a fire last month. Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash recently presented a check for almost $7,000 to the Hamoud family. The family of six were displaced by a two-alarm blaze at their Chubbuck Street home on January 14th. The family consists of two parents and four children, ages 9 to 17. Ash says residents responded generously to a call for help, and Quincy Public School officials also stepped up to help the family. The Hamouds are currently staying at a hotel. Ash says the family is very grateful. The fire caused extensive damage and was believed to have started in the basement. The cause is under investigation, but no one was hurt. Well, a waterfront maritime festival, a drone show, and a hot air balloon festival. Some of the events that will be taking place in Quincy this year to mark the Quincy 400 celebrations. Mayor Thomas Koch has announced several activities that will be taking place to celebrate Quincy's 400th anniversary as a settlement. Other events will feature a weekend of concert performances at Veterans Memorial Stadium from internationally renowned acts, a lecture series from best-selling authors, educational and historical programming, and museum exhibits. The centerpiece of the events will be a much larger Flag Day parade on June 14th. Santander Bank is the first major sponsor of the year-long celebration. Koch says major events will be announced on a rolling basis in the coming weeks. A Brockton man is facing charges for allegedly threatening to kill workers at a local car dealership before attacking and attempting to carjack not only his Uber driver, but police as well. 28-year-old Alicia Moore Evans was arrested and charged with assault and battery on a police officer with serious injury and other violations, according to Norwell Police. On January 29th, Moore Evans took an Uber to a car dealership on Pond Street in Norwell when he became agitated and aggressive during the transport and began telling the driver about, quote, Dominicans taking all of the jobs. After arriving at the McLaren dealership, the Uber driver got out of the car and asked employees for help because Moore Evans was becoming aggressive. Moore Evans then followed the driver inside the dealership and allegedly began aggressively lunging at employees who were trying to de-escalate the situation. Following the outburst, Moore Evans reportedly attacked the Uber driver while trying to steal his keys, damaging a glass window in the process. After taking the keys, suspect ran outside into the Uber but could not figure out how to put the car in drive. Arriving officers surrounded the car, and Moore Evans allegedly exited, began walking in an aggressive manner. He was eventually taken to the ground and handcuffed, taken to a hospital, along with two officers that he allegedly injured. He'll be arraigned at a later date. Governor Healey refiling the Municipal Empowerment Act that would give local governments the authority to raise taxes on items like lodging and meals in order for cities and towns to potentially generate more revenue. According to the governor's office, local leaders could raise lodging taxes on hotels from 6% to 7% and meal taxes from 3/4% to 1%. Boston leaders could increase taxes on lodging from 6.5% to 7.5%. Municipalities could also take advantage of a surcharge of up to 5% on motor vehicle excise bills for local stabilization funds used by cities and towns for emergencies and unforeseen expenses. The goal of allowing towns to increase the select taxes, according to the governor, is so local officials can pay for services without feeling obligated to raise property taxes. The Municipal Empowerment Act was initially filed early last year and was met with mixed reaction. Officials from multiple cities were supportive of the legislation, as was the Massachusetts Municipal Association, but business owners and groups saw the legislation as just another roadblock that could deter residents and visitors from patronizing their businesses. The bill also did not make it out of the Democrat-controlled legislature last year. Well, the largest medical device firm in Massachusetts is once again making cuts to its local workforce. Thermo Fisher Scientific Incorporated plans to lay off 300 employees across its Cambridge and Plainville sites. The job cuts will be effective March 30th. As elected officials hoisted the Black American Heritage flag over the State House on Monday, Governor Healey decried, quote, attacks on progress, while Representative Bud Williams vowed that diversity, equity, and inclusion will continue to be watchwords in Massachusetts. The Black American Heritage flag, which features a sword and wreath against a black and red backdrop, dates back to the Civil Rights Movement. It's been flown at the state capitol in recent years under the auspices of the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus. Neither politician focused on President Trump by name, but comments at the flag-raising ceremony were geared toward the climate of the past 2 weeks since Trump returned to the Oval Office. Trump has focused on excising so-called DEI initiatives from the federal government, but Williams said that is not the way Massachusetts. Marking the start of Black History Month, Williams touched on the stories of notable black figures before saying that some calls to return to an earlier era in American history translate to a reversal of black progress. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 122. The NASDAQ fell 235. And the S&P lost 45. Asian stocks climbed even as U.S. tariffs on China came into effect, and China imposed retaliatory measures on the U.S., including tariffs on coal and liquefied natural gas, as well as an antitrust probe into Google. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Celtics are in Cleveland tonight at 7:30, the Bruins are home tonight at 7 against Minnesota. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: partly sunny and windy with a high of 41, temperatures falling throughout the day. Tonight, clear and very cold, a low tonight of 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 28. Thursday, some mixed precipitation, snow and rain, the high of 37. Friday, partly sunny, high 40. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. Wind northwest will increase to 25 knots, gusting to 30 knots, and a high tide at 3:54 this afternoon. Sunrise 6:53, sets 5:02. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 9:15 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 4th.